Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden and his potential rival for the White House, former President Donald Trump, are both going to visit striking auto workers in Michigan this week. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
On Tuesday, President Biden will become the first president ever to walk a picket line. He's proud of calling himself the most pro-union president in history, and next year he will need the support of auto workers in the important swing state of Michigan. A prolonged auto strike could hurt the economy and his re-election chances. On Wednesday, the day after Biden's visit, Trump is planning a speech in Michigan. Trump has support among auto workers, if not their union leaders, and he's been blaming Biden's pro-electric vehicle policies for the auto industry's problems. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Israel has conducted a deadly raid in the occupied West Bank and has carried out strikes on the Gaza Strip. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more.
Israel's army says it raided a Palestinian refugee camp where it neutralized dozens of explosive devices and dug up roads to detonate bombs planted underneath. Israel says Palestinians opened fire and injured a soldier. Israeli troops fired back, killing two Palestinian men with gunshots to the head, according to Palestinian officials. And in the blockaded Gaza Strip, in the last couple days, Israel's army has struck Hamas posts and fired at Palestinians staging violent protests along Israel's fence with Gaza. Israel is now imposing a ban on the entry of Palestinians for the Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur, when airports and businesses close and most traffic comes to a standstill. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
France is set to end its military cooperation with Niger and pull its 1,500 troops out of the country by year's end because of the coup that took place in July. French President Emmanuel Macron says he will also recall France's ambassador and says he considers the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, currently held as a prisoner by the coup leaders, as the country's legitimate leader. Wall Street investors are paying attention to the debate over the federal budget, and they're also hopeful that stocks will recover this week after they lost ground in recent weeks. NPR's David Gura reports.
After the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady at its last meeting, investors are trying to figure out what policymakers are likely to do when they reconvene at the end of October. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has reiterated the central bank's decision will be based on economic data. And there is a raft of it in the coming days on home sales, durable goods, and economic growth. So far, Wall Street is not panicking about a potential government shutdown. But if there is one, federal agencies would not be able to collect, analyze, and distribute economic data. To a data-dependent Fed, that would pose problems if a shutdown were to drag on. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. You're listening to NPR News. From Washington. Kids don't walk or bike to school as much as they used to. Some parents in Denver are trying to change that. Nathaniel Miner with Colorado Public Radio has more.
Researchers say dangerous streets are a big reason that most kids don't walk or bike to school. So some Denver parents are organizing group rides throughout the academic year. Parents like Ashley Farrell say group rides feel safer than sending their kids out alone. Traffic deaths have risen in Denver in recent years.
I would love to see more protected bike lanes and some way to educate drivers, honestly. I mean, I'm a driver too, so I get it. But it still feels scary.
Students say they love group rides too, because they say riding bikes with friends is a fun way to start the day. For NPR News, I'm Nathaniel Miner in Denver.
NASA's asteroid sample capsule, OSIRIS-REx, touched down safely this morning in the Utah desert. This after traveling billions of miles for 7 years. The capsule holds about a coffee mug's worth of rock and other material from the asteroid. Jim Bell is a professor at Arizona State University. He says missions like this help scientists characterize these kinds of objects.
We're trying to learn what planets are made of, where did the water and the organic molecules come from.
The capsule will be opened this week at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Crude oil futures are trading higher, up about 0.4%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.